thrust at a more erratic pace, Paul. We need to test these toys for a wide range of activities. That's it. Great work. Neil, how many times do I have to tell you to wear your safety glasses? I've seen people lose an eye before, and I won't have that on my line. Go to supplies and get a pair, and while you're at it, grab another gallon of Floop. Mary, I don't care if you're bored. No phones while you're on the clock. How are you going to see if there's any defects in the product? I don't care how well you can feel them. Visuals are just as important. Phone away, now. And of course, my problem child. I know we encourage everyone to work at their own pace, but are you really still on your first batch of units? And look at this approved pile! A throat toy with no tongue, an ass model with a wart on the side. I wouldn't let my worst enemy buy this pocket pussy. The list goes on. Not the required minimum lube applied, no sanitary napkins at your workstation, you don't even have a dirty mag to get hard with. Unfortunately, I think we'll have to have an emergency personnel review. We might even need to create a performance improvement plan. Don't get upset now. This isn't my first time retraining an underperforming employee. I just think that there's a lot of room to grow here. Go ahead and give Jeremy the rest of your workload today, and then head to my office. Come in. Oh great, just one second. I'm finishing your PIP forms right here. Close the door for me and take a seat. Alright, now before we get into the nitty gritty of it, I just wanted to have a little talk with you about a few things that I've noticed. Looking over your paperwork, most of your time here at the factory, you've been an excellent employee. Always on time, very personable with your coworkers and managers, and it says here, you even had a commendation for your work on the maintenance of your equipment. Not a single incident of malfunction. So it seems the performance issues appear to only have begun after you had been transferred over to quality assurance. So I have to assume that there's some kind of a link between that event and your current predicament. It's pretty clear you're not doing this maliciously. You can be honest with me. You're not in here to be in trouble or to be written up. Does your performance have anything to do with my management? I know I can be a bit of a hard ass sometimes, but if there's something I can do to change or help you... Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say. I've always tried to live by that cheesy supervisor line. What is it? I'd never ask my workers to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. So, if I'm not the issue, what is? Your training. No, I should have known. I can't believe they're still doing this. I don't know how many times I've talked to Jessica in HR about this, but a cheap old VHS tape from the 90s is no way to train new personnel. I bet she didn't even give you the accompanying worksheet to take after the video. Just threw it on and played it on her phone for a couple of hours. Typical. A lot of the recent hires have come in doing a really great job on the first day. So I had assumed she had changed the training curriculum to reflect a more modern approach, but I guess not. I just happened to luck into a lot of perverts looking for work, huh? Well, I'm glad we've gotten to the root of this matter. Now from here, I think we need to assess your current skill level and then really nail down this PIP to see what we can really do to get you up to snuff. The one thing I can't train is experience, so I'll ask you a few questions about your current skill level for this work. How often do you masturbate? Oh no, This is a very normal question. Sensitivity can be affected pretty drastically based on how often you pleasure yourself. And your general experience of masturbating affects what skill of you can QA a pocket pussy at. So, how often would you say you jerk off? I see. And what type of porn do you use when you jerk off? Interesting. No, not a problem at all. I just didn't take you for the subby type. How often do you have sex with a partner? And what about the use of sex toys? Really? No fleshlights, no cock rings, not even anal beads? Do you like using any pet names in bed? Like what? Oh, sweetie. That's so cute. Yes, mommy is a pretty popular one, isn't it? Would you like a mommy to milk your cock with a tight little pocket pussy? Do you like having mommy take your cock into her mouth while she plays with you? When mommy pumps your dick with a pocket pussy, can you imagine her riding her cock? Can you feel her pussy wrapped around your dick? Do you feel how wet you make mommy? Well, I think that paints a pretty clear picture of where we're starting. Now, the biggest part of the puzzle is a general lack of sex toy experience. It makes a lot of sense, really. How are you supposed to grade the quality of a product that you don't use? Thankfully, working at a sex toy factory comes with a few perks. Every employee is given a 50% discount, as well as one entirely free purchase every financial quarter. Blah, 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 entitled to refunds, sex education classes, yada, yada, you get the picture. Just as important as using a sex toy is knowing what to look for in a good plastic pussy. How tight it is, the friction of the lips, how deep of a canal it has. Honestly, it's a lot to keep track of, and I don't expect you to get the hang of it immediately. But that's why you'll be going through my personal training program. Oh, did you think I was just going to give you a fleshlight, slap you on the ass, and send you on your way? Oh, no. I much prefer a hands-on approach. So, for today's first class, I want to show you what a pocket pussy is really supposed to feel like. You won't need to go out on the floor to grab a product. See, I found the easiest way to know what a good sex toy is supposed to feel like is to compare it to the source material. So how about we get class started? Don't be so tense. This is all well within company guidelines. And remember what I said, I would never ask you to do something that I wouldn't do. I remember my first day on the job. My boss trained me to know exactly what the standard of dildo we make is intended to feel like. Now that was a long, hard day of work. Now, just take your pants off for me and we can start today's training. Well, aren't you a really prime example of a good cock? We might have to send you over to research and development to get a mold of this guy made. I can just imagine a few hundred of these being tested, going in and out of dozens and dozens of needy, wet cunts. Sorry, what? Oh, the training. Yes, of course. Let's start with our mouth model. What's really unique about the high-end, top-of-the-line mouth toy you make is... the ability it has the ability to really retain lube see how wet my mouth is? This is what we look for in all of our products. Our product can pull the lube and hold it in the very front of the mouth like this. Now for the tongue. You really want a texture like this. Spongy with a soft outside. But a firm core. Now for the throat. You won't have to worry about the toys choking at all. So when I shove your cock down my mouth, just focus on how the pressure feels. Just tight enough to feel constraining, but not painful. And another feature of the high-end models is automatic swallowing reflex. This is what it feels like. Did you get all that? Great! Now these trainings are pass or fail, and the only category we grade on is if you come. Of course you have to. Supposed to know if you're analyzing the product if I don't see you have the response we're trying to deliver to the customers. That's what you want to hear, right? To be a good boy for mommy and give me your fat fucking load. Come for me so I know I taught you to be such a good boy for me. For mommy, just come and know how good mommy's throat can feel. Don't worry about the job or your work. Just think about mommy's throat milking out all of your cum. Be a good boy and give me all of your cum. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Good boy. You did such a good job for mommy. And you're still so hard. I just knew you had an excellent work ethic. Normally, we'd do your training over a few classes. But if you're so eager to learn, I'd be a pretty poor manager to not teach you. Come over to Mommy and have a look at your visual aid. That's it. Be a good boy and kneel down for me. I'll sit right here on my desk so you can have a nice view of my pretty pussy. Oh, did you notice? That's right. Mommy's pussy is what our deluxe edition fleshlight is modeled after. The same pretty lips, the same cute little clit. Now go ahead and feel my pussy. That's nice and gentle. Do you feel how soft they are? How each fold is silky smooth and soft. My little hard nub. Oh yeah, right there, right at the top. We design each of our toys to get as close to this feeling as we can. Of course they can't feel just like the original. So you're a very lucky young man to get to feel Mommy's real pussy. Can you tell Mommy thank you? Say thank you, Mommy, for letting me play with your pussy. You're very welcome. Do you feel that rough texture? Oh, yes, right there. Just inside Mommy's cunt. That feels so good, sweetie. And it makes cocks that rub against our toys feel good, too. Remember how wet it feels right now? Our toys need to feel just as soaking wet as I am right now. We want everyone to get to feel how drenched my cunt is, don't we? That's right. Alright. Now stand up. It's time Mommy trained your dick to know just what a tight little pussy needs to feel like. Yes. Just start pumping your cock into my cunt. Only feel my cunt. See how it's milking your dick? How it grips you as you pull out. Like you belong in Mommy's cunt. It's really important to remember just how hot Mommy's pussy feels. All our pocket pussies have a built-in heater made to replicate a warm, wet. How it grips you as you pull out. Like you belong in Mommy's cunt. It's really important to remember just how hot Mommy's pussy feels. All our pocket pussies have a built-in heater made to replicate a warm, wet, tight pussy. Oh, poor boy. Are you paying attention? You look like all you're thinking about is spraying Mommy's cunt full of your burning hot cum. You better try to remember how it feels. If you don't, and you go back to work and don't do your job well, like a bad boy, Mommy will have to train you all over again. Mommy will have to train you over and over and over again. Mommy will keep training you until the only thing you can think about is riding into my cunt. Oh, you'll be a good boy for Mommy, won't you? Oh, shh, I know, honey. You're a good boy. Such a good boy. Just keep shoving your cock into Mommy's pussy. Oh, make Mommy feel good. Oh, Are you close, honey? Are you close? Oh, that's okay. Come for me. Yes, yes. It's all okay. Don't worry about anything. All our toys are safe to come in and clean. So you need to know. You need to know what coming into my wet cum feels like. Feel how I milk your cock on every stroke. Remember how it feels to kiss the tip of your dick to the inside of Mommy's pussy. As you spray all your dick milk into me. Oh, yes. Yes, that's a good boy. Fill me up. Fill Mommy's pussy up with all your cum. Give me every single drop. Yes. Empty your dick all inside my cunt. Yes, yes. There you go, honey. Keep pumping as you cum. Just pumping cum, pumping cum. You did such a good job. Did you like Mommy's pussy? Tell Mommy thank you now. Say thank you, Mommy, for letting me dump my cum into your cunt. You're welcome, sweetie. All right. Do you think that this training was a good start? Excellent. I expect a lot of great things from you while you're working in QA. Now head back to your station. I'm sure you have a lot of work you'll need to catch up on. Be sure to apply everything you've learned here today. And if you ever need a refresher, just let me know. And Mommy will take very, very good care of you.